Again, let's go back and start it again. We're on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. We're going over the Braisa now, which brought the statement of Rabbi Nosson, to which there was a problem that based on this Braisa, our Mishnah would not be like Rabbi Nosson. So it says, Ve'ein edusan miskayem es bebez din. A testimony does not stand up in a bez din. Ad sheya'idu shneim ke'echad, unless both testify together. They both have to testify together. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says, no. Shomim dvarav shelzeh. You listen to the words of this one hayom today. One witness. And when his friend comes the next day, shomim dvarav shelzeh. We listen to his words. That was the braisa. And we said, therefore, we had to amend what the Mishnah meant. What did it mean when they bring them back? Who were they bringing back? And they said it can't be the witnesses, because the witnesses, they don't have to come back, according to Rabbi Nosson. So now, we're in this machlokes here. And we know, we already said we're going to hold like Rabbi Nosson. Okay, so the question now is, b'mai komiflagi, what is their disagreement hinging upon? What's the reasons for each opinion over here? And just like we said yesterday, Ibois Ema, if you want, I can say Svara, it's a logical argument. Ibois Ema, if you want, I can say it's based on how you interpret a verse. Ibois Ema Svara, let's look at the first way. If you prefer, I could say it depends on logic. What's the logic? Kisavar. One of the rabbis, the Tana Kama, who says that they both have to testify together, he says, the Pasuk says, eight echad, one witness. What can one witness accomplish? Nothing. Not nothing, don't say nothing.
No, that's not true.
One witness can accomplish something, for sure. What is that one thing?
The one man at least.
What?
The case with the one money each day?
Simple, straight. No mishigas. One witness can extract an oath out of the other person. Now you think just because you're not paying money, it's nothing. Making an oath is not such a simple thing. Many people, if the guy really owes the money, he's not going to oath and lie. I know we live in a world where everybody lies, but you know, not everybody. So the one witness does, that's not a simple thing. It requires an oath. But that's all. Cannot make you pay. So let's put it this way. So eid echad, so one witness, kiyasi, when he comes, he's only effective, lishvua asi, to create an oath. That's all it could do. Limamona, but in charge of imposing a monetary payment, lo asi, can't come. So that's what the first witness does, right? When the first witness comes, what is he able to do by himself? Only extract an oath. V'idach, what about the second witness?
Also only an oath.
V'idach, one second. Let's go back. V'idach. I'm sorry. I went too far. And the second witness does the same thing. Can only extract an oath. Okay, so you have double-barreled extraction of an oath. But that's it. They're not able to extract any money because each one's coming as a single witness. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. But on the other hand, the other one, Rabbi Nosson, what does he say? Atu ki asu bahadi hadadi b'chad puma komisadi. Let's say when their two witnesses do come together. Okay, here's witness one, here's witness two. Even if they come together, do they speak through the same mouth?
No.
In other words, one witness says what he says, and the other witness says what he says. So you still don't have two witnesses together. It's not together. You can never have them together. One swing a little bit before the other. And yet, Ella mitstarfin lehu. But we combine their testimonies that they say one after the other. So they never say it together. So hachinami, same thing. Litztrafina, we should combine them even if they come at different times. What would it matter? Right? So, again, think about it logically. You know, which logic makes more sense to you?
Well, there are different times anyways. If you say what
That's right. It's right. Torah says you have to have two witnesses. Okay, you have to have two witnesses. I got two witnesses. You know, the fact they got to be together, like, really, in terms of logic, why do you, who, where do you see the push. Where do you see the Torah says from logic, not dealing with that you have to have two of them together?
But it puts additional pressure on them to relay the truth.
Either way, they have to relate to.
They're two together there. One is not going to say, no, I saw this, no, I saw that.
But they don't tell over the testimony together anyway.
No, I understand. But when they're together, they hear each other.
No, not when they're...
So what does it mean being together?
One at a time.
They have to both be in the court.
So they hear what they say each other.
No.
No.
Well, that's why he says you bring them back afterwards. Remember that what it said? The both come to court. It doesn't matter. Let's put it this way. They can initially come one day apart, but then they got to come back. And then after the Bezdin checks them out individually, now the two of them have to speak and say it in each other's presence.
But again, they're not saying it together one time.
Okay, but that's what Rabbi Nosson is saying. They're still not saying it together.
They give their testimony in each other's presence.
The second time. First time, they do it separately. Two witnesses come to court. We have evidence here. Fine. You step aside. We'll talk to you privately. And then they switch. Then if they think what they're saying is true and based on what they're saying, the law is going to be according to themselves. Now they say, okay, the both of you, let's hear you say it together now in front of us. Meaning, obviously, one right after the other in each other's presence. Because we have to have two witnesses. This is the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Nosson argues on this. To me, Rabbi Nosson's makes a lot more sense. I understand, but the Torah says you have to have two witnesses, so he feels it has to be together. Okay. Rabbi Nosson says, what do you care? Even together isn't together.
Yeah. Right, but the Torah would have said together. Say that. Together, so two witnesses.
I'm sorry?
The Torah says two witnesses.
Yeah, but didn't say together.
Right.
So that's the argument.
He is adding that.
I'm sorry, why is he making them say...
Why do they call them back together?
That's a good question. That's why we paskin like Rav Nosson. That's why we paskin like Rav Nosson. Okay. I'm just telling you what he's saying, but it's a difficult position. Rav Nosson's way makes more sense. Okay, that's the logical, or how the not logical discussion. But this one will be a little... If you are a craw, I could say it's a machlokas, depending on how you analyze the psukim. They have to look carefully over here. We're blending two concepts together here. So you have to be careful here. Remember, we learned there is a concept that a witness may not withhold testimony if he has testimony and has been asked to give testimony. He can be compelled to swear that he should give testimony. And if he's a liar, he'll be punished for that. Okay, he's false.
Well, he's called as a witness unless he's supposed to give testimony.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. In other words, Shelley watched me lend you money. Now you deny you owe me the money. I said, Shelley, come to court. Shelley says, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, what do you mean? You were there. So you're telling me you don't know what's going on. I want you to come and you'll come and then he'll make him swear. And I know Sammy won't swear false and he'll pay me the money. And you say, I don't know what you're talking about. Now I take you to court. I said, okay, now swear to the court that you weren't there.
Yeah.
Now if you do that, and then later, the only way we can catch you is you'll have to admit it, or second thoughts, guilt, or somebody else, two other witnesses saw you, whatever. Then you have to bring a korban and whatever. Anyway, on that topic, so now that pasuk has a few other little things over there. The pasuk says initially in that area, im lo yagid v'naso avono, if he shall not testify and we find he's guilty, he shall bear his sin. Let's take a look.
Whose sin?
His sin of not being a witness.
Oh, his own sin.
He bears his own sin.
Okay,
now this is the conclusion of, let's look below what's running up to this. So you got to look at this carefully. This is the critical line here. It says, what happens if a guy, for who aid, he is a witness, the guy was not going to testify, but he did witness, either he saw, or he knew. Now that's already a little bit extra wording there. Saw and knew, what's the difference? And the only way a witness is a witness is if he saw, and therefore he knew. But anyway, we'll deal with that shortly. Im lo yagid, if he will not tell, then asa avano, he shall bear his sin. Okay, we're good. Everyone has clearly what this pasuk is saying. Okay. Now, there's going to be something coming after that, but that's the first thing. So this clearly says that you've got to be able to say your testimony. Now, that can be two witnesses too, by the way. Not one. It could be two witnesses, right? Ure kuli alma, and we're going to say both the Tanakama and Rabbi Nosson, they both agree to an earlier machlokas that we showed you already. Kirabonin, they both agree, like the rabbis, the pligi aleha de Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. And they both agree with the rabbis who argue Yeshua ben Korcha. What was that machlokas? That, remember we said yesterday, do the two witnesses have to testify to the same event in monetary issues? Remember we had that machlokas? Yeah. Two witnesses say he owes $100, but what do they say? One says, I saw him lend him the $100 on Sunday. One says he lent him on Monday. Right? Rabbi Shua ben Korcha says you can collect because they're each testifying to $100. The rabbis argued and said they're not testifying to the same event. So anyway, we're going to say now in this second machlokas. So this, we have two different machlokas. You got the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. You got the Chachamim and Rabbi Nosson. Okay? So we're going to say like this. To explain the machlokas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Nosson, as to whether the two witnesses must testify at the same time or not, It starts the following. Let's look at the earlier machlokas. Do the two witnesses have to testify to the same event? They both agree, like we paskin, like the Rabbanan, both witnesses must see the same event.
At the same time?
Not testify. They saw the same event. The same event only happens at one time. You have to see the same event. The same event is the same time. If you lent them twice, it's not the same event. It's two separate events.
The other machlokes, Sunday or Monday.
No. We're saying that the Chachamim Rabbi Nechemia, they take the side of the earlier machlokas and they go with the Chachamim against Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. You must witness the same event at the same time.
Okay.
They hold like that. So you already see when it comes to seeing the event, they both have to see it at the same time. Together at the same time.
Okay.
So now, once they hold that, the question is, will we make a hekesh of testifying at a court to seeing the event? Do we say, just like by seeing the event, they both have to say it, do we make a hekesh and say the same thing when they testify about it or not? And if the Torah is making a hekesh, then I can't, even if my logic isn't happy with it, we have to go with that logic. And therefore, v'ahocha, and here the whole machlokas is, be'akushi hagoda l'riya kamiflagi. Do we make a hekesh? Do we compare the sighting, the testifying to the sighting?
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
Now we'll see why. Let's see. It's not finished yet. We got it, but I'm just telling you what's coming down the pike here. They both agree, like the Chachamim, that the sighting must be simultaneously. Same event, same, the two have to be together when they sight it. Question is, do we make a comparison that the testifying has to be like that? Where would you see it in the text? That's what we're going to show you right now. Marsover 1 says, Makshinan Hagodoleria. We do compare the testifying to the seeing. Yeah. Why? And therefore they would have to testify together just like that and witness it together. The more noted above, according to one approach, that the sages who argue with Yeshua ben Korcha and maintain that both testifiers must witness the same event, what do they base it, if you learned the Machlokas yesterday from the text of the Chumash, base their opinion on the verse, and he is a witness, either he saw or he knew, which is written in the singular form.
Yeah, but we already started.
The conclusion of that same verse maker, all right, so in the singular form. That's why he says they had to have seen it together. That's how we learned yesterday. When it says, and he. Now we know one witness isn't one witness.
Yeah,
one witness is two witnesses. Remember?
Yeah.
So it says, and he was a witness, and he saw and or he knew. So he was. So that already teaches us the two were a witness at the same time. So now that they're a witness at the same time, now, then what's the conclusion of the pasuk? The conclusion of that same verse makes a reference to testimony. If he does not testify, it's the next clause, he shall bear the sin.
Okay.
So now we're talking about what he saw and what he was supposed to testify. It's all in one pasuk. First part of the pasuk says, and he saw or heard. It even says one, we know it means two. So, and that's the proof that the two have to see together. Mm-hmm. So the two saw it together. Now we're discussing if they want to withhold testimony, right? And now it's saying, if he does not testify, he shall bear the sin. Now, we're talking about testifying in the same line as seeing the event. Oh, so now we're going to, the Torah is saying, since in the same passage, we're comparing the testimony to the seeing. The seeing was, it says aid, but we know what aid means, two witnesses. Two witnesses saw or knew. It's two, and that's at the same, and that's how the Chachamim, who argued with Yeshua ben Korcha, said that's how we know they both have to see at the same time. They have to see at the same event. Clearly the pasuk says this says, and he does not, they do not testify. What do you mean they do not testify? Obviously they'd have to testify together, just like we see together, so we testify. To he says it's a legitimate hekesh. All right? Umar Sover, but Rabbi Nosson says, no, there is no hekesh. Well, Makshinon, we don't make a hekesh. Okay, why not? Rabbi Nosson maintains that the principle of hekesh does not apply in this case, apparently because the phrase says the witnesses what? Saw or knew. So since that's extra, remember I pointed out before it was extra? Yeah. Why have to say saw or knew? Yeah. Or he knew appears in the verse because the phrase he saw and the phrase that doesn't fascinate thus indicates that the testifying is not to be compared to witnesses. It's a little bit of a break. It says he saw, and then adding out, or he knew, it kind of cuts the front half from the back end, and therefore there's no hekesh. There's a separation with that extra clause, separates it so we don't make the hekesh. Okay, and that's the machlokas. Do we make the hekesh? Do we not make the hekesh? And that's what the machlokas boils down to. So obviously, it comes out, everybody holds like the chachamim that the two must see the same event. But when it comes to testifying, they can testify, because we hold like Rabbi Nosson, you'll see shortly, they can testify one after the other. So that's how we break up these halachas. Yeah.
So Sam and I witness the same event, and then Sam goes and he'll testify, and I refuse to. So now, the second part of that was he has to bear his sin.
You're referring to testify?
I don't testify. So
he has no sin.
He for anything. But if we're saying he is both of us, and it says he has to bear his sin, then you can't say he is them in the first
place. No, any one of the two.
You can't.
Or it could be two, or both of them. Or let's say like this. The pasuk saying if they both don't do it, they both bear the sin.
But we're saying,
they both bear the sin.
We're saying he is plural.
Yeah, and it's plural straight through.
But it's not, because only one of us...
No, yours. We're now saying a halacha, but that's not in the text. Now let's extrapolate the halacha based on what the text is saying. Text is saying if two witnesses saw and they refused, they both sin. That's what the text is saying.
So then the case.
Now I want to ask you about one guy. Well, we'd say the same thing, one for two. That's all.
So they both are sinning.
If they both don't testify. If they both, the text is saying, if they both don't testify. And then we'll say the same thing with one. The same thing with one. If you know it by two, what's the difference between two or one?
No, I'm just trying to say that if you use the word he is plural.
I understand. So we take it straight. No, we're taking it straight through. And they both refuse to testify. That's all. They both refuse to testify. So that's what the pasuk's saying. And what about if one? Well, we'll say once we know by two, we'll say the same by one. That's all. Now, we have not yet, the Gemara is not telling me who we're paskining like. I just told you because we know that later on. And that was the basis of yesterday's question. That's why I had to add it in. But the Gemara yet has to prove who is the winner of this second machlokes. So we're going to start with some stories. We're not going to finish this part today, but it's going to start. Interesting story here. Reb Shimon ben Elyakim, that's the name of a rabbi, hayu mishtakid olei de Reb Yossi bar Abachina lemismache. He was working diligently for another person, for Reb Yossi, the son of Reb Chinina, that he should get smicha. You got it here? Reb Shimon ben Elyakim, you know, to get smicha was not a simple thing. You had to go to big rabbis, and they had to fill the five, was qualified, and you know, you got to you know, a little protector, you know, who are you that we should give you a smicha? So you go to another big rabbi. No, he's a big rabbi. You should give him smicha. So anyway, Shimon ben Eliakim was making a lot of efforts to give Yosef Rav Hanina smicha, to get him to another rabbi, who we'll see in a minute who, and to get him in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who was a big gadol, he could confer smicha. So he's trying to get this Rabbi Yosef Rav Hanina to get smicha. Right? And guess what? So far, he wasn't successful. He just couldn't get the appointments, whatever, couldn't make it happen. Anyway, until this fortuitous day, Yom Echad, one day, Hava Yosef Kameh to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim was sitting before Rabbi Yochanan, who had the power to confer smicha upon people. And guess what? Amar Laho, Rabbi Yochanan, said to all the students, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim was one of the students there. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan throws out the question. After learning this whole Gemara with Rabbi Nosson and this and that, he throws out the question to the students. Mi ika diyada, does anybody here know, halacha k'Rabbi Shua ben Karchalo, is the law like Rabbi Shua ben Karchana? Maybe you have, when you were in a different yeshiva, you heard another rabbi say, does anybody have any information on this topic? I mean, I see the machlokas. You know, maybe before we'll start, let's hear if any of you guys happen to know any information about this. So this is Reb Shimon ben Eliakim's chance. Omer le Reb Shimon ben Eliakim says to Reb Yochanan, I want you to know, Dein Yoda. This one, Reb Yossi, the son of Reb Chanina, that you don't want to give smicha to, he knows. He can give you the answer. Omer le, so Reb Yochanan said to Shimon Eliakim, Lemaizo, let him say now what he knows. Okay, let's hear what he has to say. Ah, this is where you use your little, what do you call it, leverage. Amar le, Rav Shimon Yochanan says, well, only under one condition. Lis mechay mar breshe, let the master ordain him. And we call it leverage. Right? Let him give him a smicha. Well, do you think he's going to do it or not? What do you say? Samche, he gave him the ordination. So you see right away the love that Rabbi Yochanan has for Torah. If it can be to get one more morsel of psak halacha, he'll be willing to give the guy smicha.
Why was he not doing it?
Yeah.
What?
Why did he not want to?
Yeah. What was the reason for him?
Whatever reasons, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, you know, you just don't give out smicha to the first guy at time. Yeah. I guess you know you have to wait. Does he really want it? Does this and that? That's the way it is with everything, you know.
He might not even have known the answer. He just said he knew.
Well, he said. Well, obviously, he only would say he knew if he knew that he knew. He didn't stop. So this Reb Shimon ben Eliakim must have known that Reb Yossi, whoever his name again is, knew the answer. Okay, fine. He gives him smicha. Now, Reb Yochanan Umberlei. So Reb Yochanan says, "Bini, my son." And Marley, Kate Shema, tell me what you heard regarding this dispute. Now that I gave you this smicha, Amalei, so Rabbi Yossi, son of Rechina, said to Rabbi Yochanan, Kach Shamati, this is what I heard from other teachers or whatever. Shemoda Rabbi Yeshua ben Chorcha l'Rabbi Yonason. Now there's two separate machlokasim here. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Chorcha, who had his first machlokas, who says that you don't have to see the events together, he'll admit to Rab Nasan that you don't have to testify in a court together.
Okay.
Remember, it's two separate machlokasim. So if Rab Shuma and Korcha admits to Rab Nasan, it must mean Rab Nasan was correct.
Yeah.
Thus, Rab Shuma and Korcha's ruling is linked to Rab Nasan's, and therefore, since the halacha follows Rab Nasan, it apparently follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha as well. All right? So this was the issue. Let's go back for a minute. One second. Where am I here? One second. He was Mishtakidala. Let's go back this one. Mi Ika Yada. Here. He wants to know the first machlokas. Is the halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha or not? Which machlokas did he want to know the answer to? The first machlokas. Is the law like Rav Shimon ben Korcha not regarding witnesses seeing the same event at the same time or not? Right? So he's saying, I have the proof, because Rav Shimon ben Korcha agreed to Rav Nasan.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Now, the question, so therefore, if he agreed to him, thus Rav Shmuel Mekorcha's ruling is linked to Rav Nosson's, and therefore, since the halacha follows Rav Nosson, it apparently follows Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha as well.
So that's
kind of a tenuous point, because I argue in case A, so I agree with the rabbi in case B.
And Rabbi Nosson.
Right? Homer, he says, so Rav Yochan says, Lazeh Hutzrachti? Do you think I was lacking this piece of information? It's obvious Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha agrees with Rav Nosson for the following reason. Huh? So you didn't tell me anything I didn't know. In other words, saying I wasted doing smicha. Right? Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha says that they don't have to see the same event. Right? And what did Rav Nosson say? They don't have to testify at the same time.
Yeah, yes.
He says, well, you know, I see Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha agrees to Rav Nosson, so that's to prove the laws of Rav Nosson. Okay. So he says, what is that? I didn't need you for that. I knew that already. That doesn't mean the law is like him. And now he says, why? He says, Hashta, now, Uma Iker Ria Bahayadari. Now, if regarding the actual witnessing together, now, what do you think is more important, witnessing together or testifying together?
Witnessing.
Yeah. So obviously, if by the witnessing, which is much more important, Amar Reb Shua Ben Korcha Lo Ba'inon. Reb Shua Ben Korcha says you don't have to be together.
Yeah.
He said, and that's much more important than what do you think he's going to say by when they come in court to testify?
Yeah.
Obviously, so Hagodah mi boy, relating court needs that. You know, so like, of course, I knew he would agree to him, but that doesn't mean we hold because we don't hold like Reb Shua Ben Korcha. We may not hold like Reb Shua Ben Korcha either.
Yeah.
So obviously, Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha will hold Rav Nosson, and we may possibly hold Rav Nosson, but who says we're going to hold Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha? Because testifying is a much lighter aspect where we could say, okay, they don't have to be together. But by seeing, which is more important, so what kind of proof is that? But what about my smicha? Amar Lei, nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan say, Hol v'alisa lo tered. Once you've risen to ordination, you shall not descend.
Right.
Okay, so he says, okay, you got your smicha, but you still didn't help me with my answer. Okay, anyway, Amar Rav Zeira, so we're still, so now what's the lesson you learned from this story? Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira says, Shma Mino, we learned from the story. Forget about how he passed it. That's not the point right now.
Right.
We learned from this, Gavra Rabba, when a big man like Rabbi Yochanan, kiven de samich. Once a great man like Rabbi has been ordained, he's ordained. In other words, ordination cannot be withdrawn from a qualified recipient, even if it was granted under a false notion. In other words, he didn't say once you give it from a great man, but to a great man. Once a great man got it, even though it was on a certain pretense or assumption, and even though the assumption came true, but once you gave it, you gave it. Okay, so now what is... So we still don't really know the halacha. Do we hold like Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha or not? Well, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abin Amar Rav, Rav Chiya Bar...
He
gave up. What happened? How could that be?
He lost the info.
Yeah, it jumped into the iPad. I don't know why. I didn't turn it off.
Well, it's still AirPlay. You turned off the
iPad. I didn't.
Yeah. You did not.
But I didn't. It did, but I didn't. I'm not denying that it didn't do it, but I didn't do it. Anyway, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abin Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Abin Amar Rav says, Halacha K'Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha. He also gave Shem Korcha, but now the question is...
Wait a minute, not Nosson?
No, there's two separate arguments. Rav Nosson is about testifying. Yeah. Shem Korcha is citing.
Oh, okay, all right.
Citing.
Yeah, yeah.
So now the question is, we're going to see, these people are going to say we hold like Shem Korcha, but there's different types of testimony, and he's going to limit as to when we hold Shem Korcha. Hello, Shem Korcha. Well, we'll see. First opinion doesn't limit it. Bein bekarkos, bein betalp. Doesn't matter if it's a testimony on land, or testimony on monetary things, we hold Rav Shmuel Ben Korcha, they do not need to see the exact same event. When we're talking, and movable property obviously is loans. Okay, although the term matan usually refers to all sorts of movable property, it's clear from Rashi that here it refers exclusively to a loan. Apparently, other types of movable property are similar to real property in regard to this discussion. As long as both witnesses testify to an admission regarding the same item, it's reasonable to combine their testimonies. Either way, he's saying it doesn't. So in here, when we use the word karka, it means things that you can see. A loan, you don't see it, because once you give the money, it's in the vapor. You're trying to collect something that's not there. So he's saying the laws of karka, things that are here. Now, land is the most obvious thing that is here, but your tape recorder is also here. So things that are here are not. That's what he says. In other words, we hold it to karka straight across the boards. Straight across the boards. Ula Amar, Ula disagrees. He says, Allah Rishua ben Korcha bikarkos. It's only by land and items that are here, tangible things. Avalo b'metalkling, but not by movable property. So they're not giving any reasons, any sfora. And we'll have to continue next week and see what is the issues over here. And more than that, you'll see just one more line. If you say halacha, that means there's an argument. And then we will see from there on. So we're going to pick it up. This is a good place we can stop. And we'll continue next Monday.